And Glenn, if you would, could you do the roll?
Yes, certainly, Paul. We have Paul Diaz, Kevin Erdman, Mike O'Connor, Mike Rodenbach, Sebastian Bachelot, Barbara Steele, Michael Collins, and for staff we have Marika Koenigs and myself, Glenn. Marika, is Olof perhaps with you?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Lurking in the background.
Thank you. All right.
I just got an email from James Blale. He says he's having a little trouble getting in. Should be joining us momentarily. And then again, Mark Trachtenberg says he'll be joining about 15 minutes late today. All right, everybody. Thank you for all of the U.S.-based folks. Hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving break. We're here again talking about our transfer issues. And for those of you who may have dialed in a few minutes early, you might have overheard Marika and I having discussion and follow-up about her reaching out to legal. Marika, I'd ask if you could just kind of fill everybody in now that we're on the recording.
Yes, this is concerning the clarification on the bulk transfer provisions that currently are contained in the transfer policy, basically trying to find out whether those provisions would also work for a registrar wanting to transfer or being de-accredited for a number of domain names in one GTLD. So not all domains under their in that company, but only within one certain GTLD. The initial reaction we got from legal counsel was that, you know, it probably could be interpreted that way, but further clarification was asked, or feedback was asked from services staff, and the feedback that we received there is that this has never been the case before. And to date, service staff has interpreted that provision as meaning all registrations, so not just in one GTLD, but all registrations managed by a registrar. Although they could see that the provision could potentially be interpreted meaning all registrations in one GTLD. So from our perspective, we're trying to get further clarification from legal counsel what would be needed or required to get that clarification firmed up, or whether alternatively there's something the working group should undertake in its report to get that clarification, or, you know, if there would be a need to modify the language, if that would be an appropriate step to take. So as mentioned before, due to the holidays, we don't have a firm answer on that yet, but I do hope to get some feedback on that shortly. So the group has more information to discuss what would be appropriate to do in this context.
Okay. Thank you, Marika. You know, for everybody on the call, it's a you know, kind of an interesting dilemma that we have here, our entry position that we're in that it seems that the initial feedback is not necessarily no from legal. Their interpretation in terms of would a particular TLD, could they be individually split up? It's just never been done before, and therefore there's no precedent. So given what our previous discussions where, you know, if I understood correctly, and Barbara, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seemed that the registry operators interpreted, you know, a little more broadly in that, or a little more loosely in that it could apply to just individual, you could break out individual TLDs for a regular bulk transfer. You know, if we as a group think that that interpretation is one that, you know, ought to be the norm, then I guess the question becomes for our initial report, do we put together some language making that position and, you know, probably have a caveat saying this view has not been confirmed or what have you by legal, or do we want to simply hold off on making any judgments, leave something of a placeholder in the report saying that, you know, we have these different interpretations, legal is still working on a formal position, and yeah, at least for the initial report that will be enough, and then in the interim during the comment period and all, there will be plenty of time to get a formal clarification. Quite honestly, I'm open to any thoughts here because, again, since there's no precedent, I don't know if is it really a right or a wrong way of doing this. What do you all on the call think? What's the group think?
Paul, this is Barbara.
Sure, Barbara.
I think that we do need to get this, I guess, get ICANN to address this, because we did recently receive a notification from Patrick Jones relative to a registrar that has been deaccredited for all but one TLD. Now, it appears as though in that particular case they didn't have, and it could very well be that they just managed to do transfers using, you know, your traditional transfer commands of any domain names that were under the TLDs for which they no longer wish to be accredited. But in the case where, you know, there may be various reasons why a registrar, maybe their business plan has changed and they no longer wish to register domain names or manage domain names for a particular TLD, that would need to have some guidance from ICANN to allow for that, for a bulk transfer to occur in that particular situation.
This is Marika. To add to Barbara's point, that I did hear as well, hear from Steve in the office that indeed there have been, you know, similar cases, but then there was always very few domain names. I think there was one case where two domain names where they probably were transferred individually and not, you know, not, no need for a bulk transfer.
Mike Rodenbaugh?
Yes, Mike.
That whole issue raises a big policy concern for me too. I mean, should we really be encouraging or allowing registrars to easily drop one TLD from their whole portfolio? You know, in the world of a whole bunch of new TLDs, that becomes a much bigger problem even in my mind. You're going to have registrars wanting to dump the TLDs that don't perform. I just don't know if that's a good idea. I think it's something that we need to think about some more, and maybe that's not something for this group at all. But then on the legal issue, I feel like we should not be waiting for a legal opinion. We should take what we have and make our recommendations, and then legal can have those as inputs into their opinion as well. I imagine that's what Dan and others would prefer.
Okay, and that's my inclination as well. It's always easier to edit than to create, and I'm sure that, you know, we're not going to come up with something so totally off base they come back and say, no, we got it wrong. Rather, they would just tweak whatever we put forward. Barbara and Marika, with that said, if you're arguing for legal's guidance, are you comfortable with us taking a, you know, putting something on paper, or thinking, and soliciting legal's input during the forthcoming comment period? So we'll have something in our initial report, you know, try and work out a group consensus on this, and then seek the feedback, or do you prefer to, you know, I'm just not sure I fully understood when you said seek legal's input. Does that mean you would rather just totally hold off, let them answer first, and then move forward on this?
Ms. Marika, I don't have a particular view on this. I think it's for the group to decide. I mean, we've internally asked for clarification from legal staff, but as said, I don't have a firm yes or no, just a, you know, sounds reasonable answer for now. So I think it's for the group to decide there how to proceed.
Another approach could, of course, be that there is a recommendation from the group to have a particular interpretation. That's perhaps a useful input rather to take a proactive step.
Yep.
Barbara, any particular thoughts on your part?
I mean, I'm fine with the approach
okay.
That you had recommended.
I'm sorry, did I cut somebody off?
Oh, it's Mikey.
Mikey, sure, please.
I was just going to chime in behind you, Paul. I think it's always good to get something on paper and then let folks edit. So
okay.
I come in.
Okay, that's easy enough. Just wanted to circle back. Mike, you made a point you know, about the concerns about registrars no longer serving a particular TLD that they originally accredited. You know, I think that's a very interesting point in particular with the new GTLD process coming. I would go back at least to last week's call when we were discussing if a network solutions case, for instance, our service contract has that notification period. Most of the at least the top 10 registrars have some form of notification period. So it's not like a registrar could necessarily leave their existing base high and dry by just stopping service in the dead of the night, and the registrar would be kind of left wondering what to do. There is a notification requirement of, in our case, at least 30 days, and some are longer. So at least for the work of this group right now, though, I think that is a much larger question, and it's definitely beyond the particular mandate of our working group. I would have to look at the other, the future transfer working groups, though, and see. I wouldn't be surprised if that question could be addressed in one of the future ones, in particular, and also trying to pull this all together. To Michael Collins' point on the list that, perhaps some of the concerns that he was expressing from the perspective of large portfolio holders, security concerns and ease of use, that classic trade-off, when those issues are addressed in future PDPs, that all of these issues could be specifically addressed in those future groups.
I think that you're generally right. I just feel like we should document these thoughts that we've had, Mike's thoughts and our thoughts here on this dropping a TLD issue, just as part of our response on the partial bulk transfer question, so it's there for later groups to consider.
Sure. Very good point. And
this is Mikey.
Yes, Mikey.
I'd like to come in with a set of thoughts on that as long as we're documenting. I think I want to come back to the marketplace and say that we ought to make the marketplace as friction-free as possible. If a registrar wants to drop a TLD because it's underperforming or it's become a wasteland or it's become it's not a valuable business proposition, I don't think that ICANN should be in the position of forcing a registrar to stay with that TLD.
I think they do. They should, at least for an amount of time. I mean, obviously, put yourself in the registrant's shoes.
Yeah, I'm fine with the grace period notion, the notification period, but I'd pretty strenuously oppose the notion that once you've signed up to sell a TLD, you can't get out of that business.
I agree. I mean, certainly nothing is forever, but it ought not be very easy.
Why?
Well, because you've gone and sold this product to users who then invest in the name, and now all of a sudden they're left high and dry. I mean, what happens if they can't find... take it to its ultimate extreme. What if all of the top 10 registrars don't want to service the TLD? Then what happens?
Either the TLD totally goes away or someone steps up to the plate. But again, I think that there's a point at which ICANN should not be dictating to the market.
I agree with you. Again, nothing is forever, but it just shouldn't be that easy to do. I feel like it's going to really squeeze out a lot of new TLDs if that sort of a rule comes into play. Or it's easy for registrars. So apparently it's never happened to date, but now there's a request that it does happen. And I guess I'm just concerned that could happen a lot more and end up being a squeeze on new businesses.
Well, yeah, but, again, I've run several businesses where there was nobody forcing people to buy from me. And, if I decided to get out of a business, I certainly don't want someone like ICANN to be saying, no, you can't. That will make it very... what it will tend to do, I think, is it will make people very reluctant to sign up for new TLDs because they will know that they are stuck with them forever if they do.
Well, let's do this, guys. It's very easy to see both points of view that you're expressing, and I think it'll be a lot easier when we craft some draft language to, if not find total consensus, at least find rough consensus for most of the group, and then we can always have if somebody wants to take it further, an alternate view.
Yeah.
So
I just wanted to get that thought.
Yeah, it's understood, and I think we can easily address this as we move forward on finalizing the text for our initial report, which, in the interest of time, I would like to refocus our attention. I appreciate everybody's the posted comments to the list to the broader question of, do we need to continue discussing partial bulk transfer terms, or if we've done a good job here, we've kind of reached a point where we think we can start saying things in our report. while there were a couple who felt that there could be there should be more discussion on certain aspects, at least the feedback that was received on the list, you know, most felt that we've done a pretty good job. We seem to have reached a point where we can say that in most situations it's either could be addressed under bulk transfer terms, again assuming we are thinking right now that that could apply per TLD, not all names managed by a particular registrar. And as we started the call, that will be a point that needs to ultimately get clarified by legal once we put some draft text in our report. Or, of course, by existing market solutions. Again, I come back and I will probably want to draw heavily Michael Collins on your posting, the concerns you expressed for the large portfolio holders. And I think you capture it perfectly. Those are very easily understood, very valid concerns. And yet, of course, those are issues that are probably better addressed, security issues, and making it more accessible, easier for the registrants, and making sure that registrars don't have unrealistic hurdles for their customers to jump over. All of those will be are clearly addressed in future PDPs. So we can draw upon the text in your email and sort of place markers for future reference for the future PDP groups to address.
Thank you, Paul. I might add one thing if I could. May I interrupt you? I think there is one concern that I have that we don't put up any new roadblocks in this PDP, and that's I may be out of turn, but going away from the partial bulk transfers, but back to the first issue of registrant email address, one of the solutions that we have discussed is requiring the losing registrar to confirm with the registrant. And my recollection historically is that that was another means for the losing registrar to use to put potholes or pitfalls in the process. So I think we have to be careful that we do not do anything that would make it easier for the losing registrar to find difficulties in the process.
Sure, very good point.
Paul?
Looking at the big picture. Thank you.
Paul?
Yes, please.
This is Kevin Erdman. I just
yes, Kevin.
Wanted to add one general note to our discussions on partial bulk transfers, and particularly in light of Mike's last comment that, you know, we've paid a lot of attention to, well, gee, there are market solutions and there are other ways of trying to address the problem. But I just wanted to bring up the losing registrar scenario that Mike just brought up, and that's an example of a market failure where the regulator really needs to address a problem that the market isn't equipped to handle, because that that sort of dragging the feet behavior is all post economic transaction activity, which isn't nearly as susceptible of market forces as when you want to select a registrar. You know, not a lot of people will say, well, gee, how easy is it to move my domains out of this registrar? Isn't really a question that's easily evaluated when you're making that registrar selection. So I just think that we should be particularly concerned with areas where our market solutions are not ideally suited to address the problems at hand. So.
This is Mikey.
Get off the soapbox now.
No, not at all. Thank you, Kevin. Just one sec, Mikey, just to make sure I'm clear. Kevin, so based on what you had posted for us on the list, or what I put up for you, just to carry it a little further, you want to underscore the importance of compliance monitoring. That's another issue that we need to make explicit in the report. Is that fair summarization? Okay.
Yeah.
That seems something that we've touched on but needs to be made very explicit in the report. Okay. Mikey, please.
I just wanted to chime in behind Kevin on that. I know that we're, as a group, tending to be very cautious about imposing new regulatory constructs. And I think that's a good thing, but I think that Kevin's right on the button that there are times when market forces don't work, and those are the times that we have to be especially careful and precise in what we do. So, just a yeah, me too for Kevin.
Sure, another vote for the importance of compliance monitoring and enforcement. Okay. All right. With all that said, then, you know, I think we're at a point. Marika has pushed out a revised draft of the initial report. In it, I guess it begins on page 21. She has inserted some new text, draft text, that tries to get at the scenarios that we've laid out, and also talks about the, or at least presents us an opportunity to craft text for the idea that, you know, the existing bulk transfer policy may apply in some of these situations, again, with our view that it would be appropriate per TLD, not necessarily requiring all names under management by a particular registrar. And we will have to add some clarifying text to address the concerns that have been raised here on this call. and also seeking legal comment, legal guidance. If you haven't, I would ask, you know, if you could please pull up the revised draft that Marika sent out, and you know, kind of give it a quick once over for anything that's glaring. since I, you know, I'm sure a lot of us haven't really had time to ponder this and think about doing that in great depth. What I wanted to do now is. And here's my thinking, and again, we're open, definitely open to the group's think on how to move forward. I think it might be best, since we've sort of reached a point where I think we can start finalizing our draft, it might be good to kind of go back through what we already have. For the moment, just recognize we have this new text starting on page 21. I think we're probably going to need the remainder of this call and next week's call. But I think our goal should be to try and have the draft report ready by the end of next call so we can get it out, start the comment period, soliciting both public and constituency statements, you know, get it in front of ICANN Legal so that they will have, you know, that full period as well in order to provide their input. And of course, just looking at the calendar, what with the holidays and whatnot, it's necessarily going to mean that the, you know, the comment period is going to carry us until realistically about the third week of January. And again, the group will, you know, decide, do we add a little time because of Christmas, New Year's, you know, knowing so many people are away, or do we want to just stick to the original calendar? In any event, you know, the hope, I guess I'm not being very clear, but, you know, my goal right now is that I think we've reached a point where we can start committing ourselves to firming up the text in our draft report. I'd like to move forward on that in the remainder of this call and next week. Certainly we continue to use the list to suggest text, to make points, raise concerns, et cetera. But, you know, I think that's a realistic goal on our part, should be our goal, to, you know, try and get this thing out sometime after shortly after next week's call, you know, get the process moving. And, of course, remember, this is our draft report, our initial report. So there will be opportunities for us to continue the discussions in more detail, and we'll certainly be looking forward to looking for the inputs from the various constituencies. And public comments, of course, that would guide our work, our thinking, as we move in January towards crafting the final report that we'd submit to council. Is everybody reasonably comfortable with that? Anybody want to raise any issues, bring up any points?
I have a general question, Paul. This is Michael Collins again. Back to issue one, there were very good discussions, a lot of ideas that we have, you know, very thoroughly, I think, labeled on the on this draft document, but it doesn't really pose a preference for which of these many solutions the work group prefers. Are we going to do that, or are we going to wait until after some comment period before doing that? Because we really haven't named a solution for this or a policy. We named a lot of possible policies.
Let's do this. I know what my preference is, but I'm going to bite my tongue for the moment. I'll kind of put this back out to the group. Since we are working on our initial report, as a group, do we prefer to try and seek our own internal consensus and make that explicit in the report? Or do you all feel that it's better to lay out the options that we've discussed, giving everybody in the forthcoming comment period you know, the full opportunity to make their own views and not necessarily have to agree or disagree with a group consensus, rather they can weigh in as they see fit.
This is Mikey.
Go ahead, Mikey.
I tend to prefer the lay out the options and arrive at consensus after input model. But
okay.
As I think about it, I think then what we ought to be is consistent, because basically what we've done in this last one is we've stated our preference, whereas in the first one we have not. So I think we have to put it one way or the other, and then make it, if we decide that we're going to wait until after input, we might want to make it clearer that we are indeed waiting for that input before we make our choice, so that people who read the report don't have the same reaction that Mike just did, which is, huh, they don't seem to be choosing here. And we might want to say at the bottom, we didn't choose on purpose because we want to hear from you. And if that's the approach, then we might want to do the same thing with number three, even though we're edging pretty close to consensus on that.
Okay. Excellent. Other views, please?
This is Mark. I think we should at least give a tentative position that we have.
See if one and two do more like what we're doing in three.
Exactly. Just say, you know, this is our tentative position, you know, pending, you know, additional comments and input from the community. At least, I mean, we do have tentative conclusions, so at least, you know, that way people can respond accordingly, and, you know, if people disagree with our conclusions, then we can take that into consideration before, you know, coming out with a final document.
I agree. Mark, I think it would help to make the comments more effective to us.
This is Mikey.
Hey, Mikey.
I'm not sure that we've actually had the debates that we need to have to back those tentative conclusions up. At least I've been sort of drifting along, assuming that this was going to, that the debate on tentative conclusions was going to happen after the initial comment period. And I guess my worry is that either we're going to go too fast, or it's going to take a really long time and our schedule's going to slip. So I'm inclined not to put them in right now.
Okay. Other views? I don't want to call on anybody and put them on the spot, but anybody else want to weigh in on this?
This is Kevin Erdman. Okay. My thought would be where we have more of an emerging consensus that we do admit up to that, but I think on several of the issues, we're a lot farther away from consensus, and I think the document can easily reflect that, so I don't think that we need to set in stone that we have a preliminary consensus on any of them, nor do we need to avoid mentioning the the direction that the group's heading in those circumstances where we do have a pretty clear direction.
Okay.
Mikey? I'm okay with that.
Okay. Other thoughts? Okay, well then, for what it's worth, I'll weigh in. I come down in the same position as Kevin and now. I think when we have the opportunity to give the readers a sense of where the group stands, and you know, we are the quote-unquote subject experts now. We've been looking at this for many, many weeks. You know, we do everybody a service by saying this is where the group is going, and make all the important caveats that are being mentioned in terms of, you know, we're still open to all the inputs. We actively are seeking those inputs, and you know, this is again an initial report designed to, you know, get a discussion. We're looking for, or we'll refine the reviews in the final report based on what the community, how the community responds in the coming weeks. All right. I'm just looking at the meeting view, and a number of you have either gone mute or dropped. I'm hoping it's not dropped. But for those, if y'all hear me, I just laid it out, and you know, repeating what Kevin and Mikey have offered, does that seem like a reasonable way forward?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Very good. All right. With that in mind, then, and again, I think this. I'm not sure how to do this right now. In some ways, I think it may be easier to try and make some of the text additions or changes that we need either on the list or you know, working with staff, propose something, get it out to the list, and then debate from there.
Paul, this is Marika. I think a few of us just got kicked off the call. So
thank you, Marika. I was just asking because I saw on the meeting thing that, yeah, I see a couple of disconnects.
If you could just maybe repeat what you just said in the last minute.
I just got back in.
Okay, Michael. Essentially, I was. My view is that I think Kevin and Michael Collins have it right, that I think we do our readers and the community at large a service in trying to articulate you know, where the group sort of sees things headed at this point. Of course, we make it very clear that this is the initial report. We're soliciting input, feedback, et cetera, and that the final report that the group puts together will reflect all of those views, all of those inputs. But I think we do everybody a service by trying to give them a sense of where we, as the quote-unquote experts who've been dealing with this now for many weeks, where we come down at this point in time. If we don't have, you know, real consensus, then we say there's some support for this view and some support for whatever the other position is. That's fine, but let's try to articulate that. Right. With that said, then the suggestion was, or, you know, my thinking is, it's very hard, it's almost impossible to start constructing the additional text that we're going to need verbally, you know, on the phone. We don't have, as we've had in other working groups, sort of a special whiteboard off to the side that we can, in real time, make changes. So, you know, my thinking is that the best way forward might be to, you know, start proposing the additional text on our list. Or perhaps, Marika, you and I can take a whack at some preliminary text, much as you have in the report you just pushed out. Get it to the list and then, you know, ask people to comment in the interim between now and next call so that we can you know, sort of go through this line by line. Again, we'd be editing something rather than trying to create something on the call. Does that seem reasonable to folks, or people have another idea of how we might best move forward?
This is Mikey.
Okay, Mikey.
The way you summarized it confused me a little bit, so I just want to clarify something. When I heard Kevin speak, what I heard was that where we have consensus on Section 3, go ahead and describe it. Where we don't describe it. What I heard you say is, let's try to get to consensus before we go out with the initial report. Just take a whack at clarifying that.
Sure. I'm sorry then if I've misinterpreted. My view is that I think where we can, in those places where we can say, here's where the group stands, even if there's several different positions, make that very clear. In the third issue, that's probably the easiest. You know, we've discussed it a bit, and there seems to be pretty broad consensus. For issues one and two, have to go back and look at it. And again, if we put, just first cut text in front of everybody to say, do you believe this text reflects the views of the group? If it does, great. If it doesn't, okay, then let's start editing that, et cetera. But I think I would. The group will do the larger community a better service in trying to articulate where the group comes down on these issues now, rather than leaving it sort of like an open-ended question for anybody to weigh in during the comment period.
I guess the only concern I've got is that we haven't really had much discussion about that. And so we're either going to rush through it in a week or take us quite a bit longer than I think you're projecting. Because, you know, I think what we've been discussing in one and two is more describing alternatives, but we haven't been debating the merits of those a lot.
Okay. Do others agree? I mean, agree with Mikey that, you know, we've kind of laid out a lot of facts, but we haven't really pulled it together and need to spend more time trying to come up with our conclusions, or if, whatever the positions may be on issues one and two.
This is Mark, and I agree that we certainly haven't come as close to consensus or conclusions on one and two as we have three, and I agree with you that I think it would best serve the community if we could have some kind of consensus or position to at least put forward to narrow and focus, you know, the community comments. So maybe we want to take some time over the next, you know, week or two to see if we can come up at least with some rough consensus or conclusion on one and two. And if we can't, and then, you know, I guess maybe just move forward, you know, without a conclusion.
Okay. Again,
we have a test. I'm sorry, let me interrupt.
Go ahead, Michael.
This is Michael Thomas. I agree with Mikey that we have not. I don't think that we have discussed the merits of these ideas, but I don't think we've tested how easy we might come to consensus. It might be easier than it was on issue three, possibly.
Yeah, that's my
opinion. At least, if not come to consensus on which is the right solution, maybe we could at least come to consensus on which ones aren't working and kind of come to some consensus about the favorites of, in at least in issue one, you know, maybe eight or nine potential solutions.
Mm-hmm. This is Mikey. I think that's right. I think we might be able to get through these really quick, but I just didn't want to have them sort of go by with that discussion, because at least for me, I just haven't been thinking that we had that discussion yet. And so what we might want to do is kind of prepare ourselves for a discussion about them next week and just see if we could get through that in one call. We might very well be able to if we did some preparatory work on the list.
Okay. The concern I have is that, again, as many of us that are part of the working group will have that many views, and I'm really concerned, you know, we don't necessarily want to rush this. We definitely don't want to rush this. We were never given a particular deadline. We verbally committed to try and, you know, get this the public comment started after Cairo, and obviously that slipped, you know, it's going to slip by a good month. With that in mind, can I ask the group this? How about, you know, looking at issue number one, is there something that we could all agree to? A high level characterization. Make a the accurate point. We've presented a lot of different particular sub issues that we've looked at that are all related to issue number one. Is there a general feeling, and I'm whipping ahead now, looking at like the initial statements that we'd received, constituency statements. Let me ask this. If I work with Marika and we go back, just for discussion purposes, if we draw upon the constituency statements and try and craft overarching positions just to get a discussion talking, will everybody really make up the effort to start having a dialogue on the list? We'll push this out as quickly as possible just so that we can truly hit the ground running next week. Because a strong concern on my part is that, we kind of float to next week, have discussions, but there's still going to be more, and suddenly, we're moving well into December, and we're not, ready to get the report out. Is it okay with the group to let staff and I just take a first high-level cut at positions based on the constituency statements and obviously things that we've heard on the calls, put it out to everybody, and then we can, start tweaking on the list and really hit the ground running next Tuesday. Does that seem like a decent plan?
This is Mark. That works for me.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's a good plan.
All right.
Mikey here, too.
Yeah. Great. I, not looking forward to the extra work, but I just think that it's important that everybody has text in front of them, and obviously there will be no pride of authorship. It's just to get the ball really rolling that we can hopefully get our report together in short order. And I ask this, if folks have been poking through the report as I have, are there any other things in the draft as it exists, the most current one that Marika sent over, anything that stands out as like, whoops, we forgot something? Obviously, we need to craft the language I've just been discussing, but is there anything else that just seems like, wow, we've got to get that in there before this thing is published?
This is Marika. Just to point everyone as well to the fact that there are some revisions in there as well highlighted in track changes that were made on the mailing list like some time ago when the draft came out for the first time. So those are some issues that we'll need to discuss as well, and it might be good if people can have a look at those sections, especially there where there are different options proposed. There are, I think, a few sentences where different people propose different things, so I guess those will need to be discussed in more detail as well. But it's just more wording issues.
Yeah. Okay. And clearly, our executive summary, if we, once we come to agreement on the positions as it relates to the three issues, we'll probably want to move that stuff up also into the executive summary so that should somebody only read that, we've put all of the most important information forward. But beyond that, beyond the coming to, rough consensus or alternate positions, whatever it's going to be, besides that, is there anything else that folks see that's just like missing from the report right now and, we got to add that in? Okay. Keep that in the back of your mind, please, as we, and in the coming week, certainly look to the list for the first cut text that Marika and I will put together, but also look at the draft, the one that we have in front of us right now, and just do another quick review, if you will, trying to look at it with fresh eyes and just making sure that we haven't overlooked anything or are presenting things in such a confusing way that, you know, we'll be creating problems for readers down the road. Okay. You know, if it's okay with everybody, I'm sure everybody's happy to sign off a little early today. It would help me if we could wrap it up. I think this is a good break point. Certainly, Marika and I have a lot of homework, and look to the list because we will get that draft text out to you as quickly as possible. Certainly, the next I'd say by close of business Thursday at the latest. Hopefully sooner. Just don't want to overcommit. But with that, are there any other issues folks need to raise? Does everybody, at this point in time at least, expect to be available for the call next week? That we'll have pretty much the full group to go through all this? Okay. Obviously, if you know, schedules change and whatnot, please inform Glenn, Marika, or myself, just so we know. And, you know, with that then, appreciate everybody's time today. Look to the list for the draft text, and please take another look at the draft report as it exists. And, you know, we can have continue our discussions online, and we'll look forward to next Tuesday.
Thanks, Paul.
Okay, thank you, everyone.
Very good.
And thanks, Paul.
Marika, if I can I call you in about 5 minutes?
I actually have another call scheduled at 5.
Okay.
So maybe I can give you a call after that, or
I can convey it in email then. That's no problem.
Perfect.
Just initial thoughts, and then obviously you and I will be working on this.
Okay.
But I don't think it's going to be too hard, actually.
Okay, great.
Very good. Talk to you then. All right. Bye-bye.